The current issue of Jane's Defense Weekly poses this question: is China building an aircraft carrier? The magazine has obtained photographs from the Dalian shipyard in China. They show workers making repairs and repainting a badly damaged carrier that was previously used by the Russian Navy. Andrew Koch is Washington Bureau Chief for Jane's Defense Weekly. He joins us now. Andrew, tell us more about what appears to be going on at the shipyard.
Well, China bought the ex-Russian aircraft carrier, which had never been fully completed and had been damaged purposefully when it was transferred to China, under the guise that it would become a sort of floating casino. And they did this in the late 1990s. Since then, they've moved it to the Dalian shipyard, and they've repainted it with Chinese military markings, and as well as aerial photographs show that they've been doing some repairs inside of the vessel. It's difficult from the photos themselves to tell what exactly is happening inside the ship beyond simple repairs.
Well, if they plan to take it to the high seas, it's going to need more than just a paint job. How much work would have to be done to make this carrier seaworthy?
There would have to be a substantial amount of work to make this carrier seaworthy. When the vessel was transferred, a lot of the interior core structure of the vessel was removed or damaged, such that the flight deck couldn't be used, for example. And it would take a substantial amount of work to fix it. And it looks like the Chinese have two options of why they're doing what they're doing. They've done a very substantial study of the schematic of an aircraft carrier, which is an incredibly sophisticated piece of equipment. And that would be useful if you want to repair the carrier, but it would also be extremely useful if you want to build a carrier of your own design, kind of cutting corners and taking lessons learned from what Russia learned over 40 years of building aircraft carriers and applying them to your own needs.
If they were actually trying to restore this vessel to working order, what kind of time frame are we talking about? How long would it take to actually make it seaworthy?
From all the people that I've talked to, they were saying it would be a decade at least. And of course, it's always a question of how much money you want to put into this. And China's, you know, its economy has been booming, and the Chinese military is flush with cash for the first time in its modern, you know, existence. So that's an open question. I suppose it's always possible in military matters when you're talking about a known technology that you can rush things ahead if you put more money into it. But most people say it'll probably be a decade to be able to figure out how to do that. And then the second part of this is, even if they can make it actually float and it's a working piece of machinery, to figure out just operationally how to use it and how to use it effectively is a very big step. Apparently, it took the Russians something like 20 years from the time they actually got a carrier, but to be able to effectively integrate it into the rest of their Navy.
From what I understand, this would be China's first aircraft carrier. Has the country expressed any interest, any desire in having this kind of fleet?
This would be China's first aircraft carrier, and there's been a debate within the Chinese military, and specifically within the Chinese Navy, about whether or not they should invest the kind of very heavy resources it would take to have a carrier. There are those in China who believe that China needs a carrier to protect the country's interests further overseas, in places like the Straits of Malacca. On the other hand, China has been building up its maritime power in the potential that a crisis could occur over Taiwan. And in that situation, a carrier wouldn't be particularly helpful because it would be a sitting duck for the U.S. Navy. It would be so large, it would be very easy for the United States to sink it. To date, the Chinese have been investing a lot in other kinds of capabilities that would be very useful in Taiwan, such as anti-ship cruise missiles, very quiet diesel-electric submarines, the ability to mine the waters, and theater ballistic missiles, which are shorter-range ballistic missiles that could be shot at Taiwanese airfields and potentially in about 10 years could be used to target U.S. aircraft carriers if they ventured close enough to Chinese shores.
So has there been any reaction from the U.S.?
There has not been any official reaction to the U.S., but it's not hard to see that publicly, if China were to field a carrier, it's a very big status symbol for national power. And one could imagine if they did manage to field a carrier, it would cause quite a stir. There are those inside the Pentagon who quietly say that they're not so disturbed by this trend. And the reason is they believe it would be very difficult, very time-consuming, and very expensive for China to build a carrier. And they would, in some ways, maybe welcome it is too strong a word, but they wouldn't be opposed to it because they think it would siphon off resources from some of the more scary kind of scenarios where China possibly has dozens of very quiet submarines and lots of anti-ship cruise missiles, which are a much more difficult challenge to deal with.
Thank you, Andrew. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Andrew Koch is Washington Bureau Chief for Jane's Defense Weekly.